Overall in the 5th District, how would you describe economic activity?
Well, economic activity is improving, but at a slow pace, and the results are kind of mixed. But there are sectors of the economy where most of the people that we talk to would say that things are getting a little bit better.
I noticed that manufacturing is a bright spot. How so?
Right. Well, manufacturing is a bright spot. We've had definitely a balance towards the positive overall for that manufacturing index. What we hear from them is that their customers have been replenishing their inventories, that manufacturers themselves have been catching up. They've had to hire some new employees or increasing their use of temporary employees.
You did note that manufacturers supplying the housing industry had stalled.
Yes, we have been hearing that. You know, it seemed that towards the end of last year, the beginning of the year, housing was doing a little better. Then it seemed to soften a little bit. We also had the effect of the tax credit for first-time home buyers that expired.
Right.
And so, you know, we saw maybe an acceleration of some activity in the housing market and then kind of a trailing off.
Well, let's talk about real estate. You noted that houses in the upper middle price range were moving.
Right. That's what we've heard from some of our contacts.
And houses below $150,000. Now, why is that?
Well, I think that would be the range where you would have most of the first-time home buyers, you know, whether they were able to get the tax credit or not, they might have been just motivated by what they were seeing.
There was a big red flag in the Beige Book about commercial vacancy rates in both Richmond and Baltimore.
Yes, the commercial vacancy rates have, you know, across the different property types, whether you're looking at retail, industrial, we've seen those vacancy rates remain pretty elevated. And what we've also been hearing in and related to that is that rental rates have also been low. So, you know, people are kind of holding back, well, certainly any construction of commercial real estate has been very much stalled. That market has been really hit pretty hard. And most people don't expect that to turn around, certainly not for many months to come.
You sort of touched on it earlier, but is it a danger sign that we've now had 2 quarters in a row with slower than average growth?
I wouldn't say it's a danger sign. I think that, you know, economists make their forecasts on growth. They revise those forecasts as new data enters the picture. And so the revisions in forecasts for this year have been edged downward. But it's still the same basic picture of just a slow recovery.
Some economists are thinking that perhaps we're getting closer to the time that the Fed needs to raise the interest rate. Do you have any feel for that?
Well, because we have the Federal Open Market Committee meeting coming up, I probably shouldn't be commenting on that. So I think I'll hold off on that comment.
So bottom line, you're telling me it's basically a choppy recovery and things could be worse, but they could be better.
That's what worries people. That's what gets people talking about a double dip, which is not something that I think will happen, but I think that just the fact that the pace is slow makes people fear that not only might it stall altogether, but that we might move backwards.
We've been talking with Ann Maharis, Vice President in charge of the Regional Research Group, about not what the numbers say, but what the people in business say about the economy and how it affects them.
You know, you can't just read the numbers and rely on that 100%. You have to get some confirmation from talking to real people. And that's what the Beige Book is all about.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.